I appreciate you tuning in. And we got Dr. Jessica Levy, holistic vet, here today. So give her a call. Now we got the rest of the time here. We got another hour left. So we've got time to take your questions here. So, okay, first of all, what is your, how can they get a hold of you, Dr. Levy?
Through my website, holistic-vet-care.com.
And the neat thing is, you see your website, she's got many, many great links that you can learn a lot from. So even if you don't want to book an appointment, go to her and just learn from her website. What is a growler other than a beer? Okay, no beer here. What's a growler? Do you have any idea there, Dr.
Well, you didn't give the caveat before we went to break.
Okay.
I know, that's what I thought a growler
well, I did,
was.
Well, I did, but the mic was tuned off, and I said, when you, and you shut my mic off.
Said, oh,
I said,
I'm
you
sorry.
Said it to yourself.
You, I see, you
even,
heard it.
I didn't even hear it.
Yes, you did.
No,
I. Okay, but hey, what is a growler? And it's not a beer. How about that, Ellie? Any question or any?
Hungry toddler.
That's a possibility. Okay, what about Dr. Lee?
An angry dog. What's a growler?
Oh, you ready for this? Yeah. I didn't know this. And you that you have been up to the icebergs. It's an iceberg.
It's an iceberg.
A growler is an iceberg.
Oh, what? I have never heard that. Interesting.
There you go. Yep.
Is it because it's growling?
Probably, yeah. It makes the noises.
Yeah, the groaning of the icebergs. Yeah, yeah. That's a creepy sound.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
No, thank you. I go on to, during the winter months. Okay, I used to keep my horse down in Roseville off of McCarran's Boulevard. And there was one winter we were walking across the ice on the horses, bareback, mind you. Okay, we're walking across and the ice cracked. Like, it was scary. I went over... back end over the horse because she came up and took off and I just wasn't. My heart was like, "What the heck? We're gonna sink! We're all gonna die!"
Oh, you got thrown?
Yes. Ooh. And so I went back over the back end and she kept going and she went forward and there she goes. She's heading 100 miles an hour. Okay, and you're in your winter get up. You know you can't run through the snow. I mean, it took everything I got to get across the ice and up onto the road that she went to, and luckily. This is back when people cared. Two people at both ends of McCarran's Boulevard literally put their cards sideways and got out, and put their hand out. And that slowed her down enough that once I got up and then she heard me calling her, Mariah, Mariah. She turned her head. And, usually that chick, anytime you want to go riding, it was a process to catch her. This was one of the few days. So when I called her name, she was happier than heck to come up to me.
Mommy, I'm scared and confused.
Exactly. But yeah, boy, I'll tell you, when that ice cracked, I thought I was up. That's it, I'm dying. Okay, let's go back to Robin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Robin, you there?
I'm here.
All right. Okay, so the vaccine thing, like I say, when you said earlier, with your little guy, your Maltese, I think you said, and that's, because rabies is a shot that has the most side effects or adverse remember what rabies is? It affects the neurological system. Okay. So the thing is that I'm a one and done gal and I know why because of everything I've read on it. But the thing is that you can find a groomer where it doesn't require a gazillion shots. Okay. So that's up to you. And that's just another thing too. Like people that board their dogs, if you go to a boarding facility, they have a list long as a roll of toilet paper of vaccinations they need. No, there's many, many places that you can, let's say your dog and my dog got along. When you left, I'd watch your dog. When I left, you watch my dog. Okay, so there's many ways to get around this, so you're not beholden to the system. Okay,
sure.
Okay. Any other questions on vaccines?
No. Okay. I'm going to get the books.
Okay, and then now as far as meeting, okay. Now, how old is your boxer?
He'll be 3 in a few weeks.
Okay, and how many pounds?
60.
Okay. Now, also because he's a Great Dane, a Doberman, a Pit, a Frenchie, he's a muscle dog. Their system handles vaccines a little bit different, than the normal, ordinary dogs. I guess is what it is, and so they don't do well with toxins in or on them. So you want to pay attention to that. And then now, as far as introducing, what you're going to do is now you use any kind of a training collar for him.
Like a shock collar?
No. Why is that? It's ever been since COVID. When I say training collar, everybody's brain goes right to the e-collar.
That's how people would like to train their kids.
Wow. Yeah.
like a prong collar.
I just can't get over that. Yeah. Well, either a prong collar fitted loosely or a star mark collar fitted loosely. Okay.
I have both. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And so that you've got control of the dog. Okay, there is no collar pressure. You don't choke up on the collar and create tension because that's how it creates leash aggression, okay? So what you want to do is, one dog at a time, you're going to go for a walk. going in the same way. Your dog is walking politely. The other dog hopefully is walking politely. And so the dogs can glance over and go, hey, hey, how you doing? You know, and you're just walking. Don't let them meet. Just let them walking. You know, stop, talk a little bit, walk a little bit more. You know, go for a couple blocks, three blocks, whatever. Okay, and then come around. Now we're coming back. And just see how the dogs, if the dogs are kind of glancing at each other, but they're not like, and who are you? Then what you're going to do is you can let them, you know, sniff noses and then start walking again. Let them sniff noses and then start walking again. Slowly let them. What usually gets most dogs into problems is a clash. They clash where one dog will try to go up over the top of the other dog, you know, with their head or their paw over the back of the neck or the shoulders, or they linger in the hardware department, you know, sniff their genitals, you know, too long. That's what causes a lot of fights. Okay. And so what you want to do is just slowly introduce them. And then when you go to go, you're going to go inside. All dogs are on leashes. So you have control where they can see each other, but they're not going to interact. You're going to learn to hang out and get to know each other. Okay. And then your goal is now anytime that you all get together, even though let's say the dogs have met, they get along, they're doing great. Anytime, and this is heads up to all my listeners, anytime you go to a house that has an existing dog, your dog is on a leash, their dog is on a leash. So when you come through the door, it's not just you open the door and the dog runs into another territory and the dog's territory is going, who the hell's here? You know, you want to be able to get them like, oh, I remember you. And then once they can see and chill out and they see, then they, you can unhook leashes. So anytime you go visiting with a dog, existing dog into the place you're going or the dog is coming to your house, all dogs are on leashes until you can see the dogs are calm. Now, being my Zelda, okay, was a boxer Dane mix. Okay, she didn't have any play buddies because I got her when she was a year and a half. She played too hard and ticked off a lot of dogs and it created fights. And so Zelda never got to interact other than, you know, my dogs. You know, she would hang out with Gilligan and such like that. But she didn't get to play because I tried it many times. I tried everything. But she just played too hard. She loved broadside dogs or go flying over the top of them. And so the thing is she ticked them off so bad, it was just a fight waiting to happen. Okay. And I didn't need anybody getting hurt. And so she was friendly through the, you know, like when people brought the dogs off, she stayed in the agility yard and kind of looked, hey, what do you got going over there? You know, or I take her out and sit on the leash, you know, where she could, but she didn't get to play with the dogs because she played too rough. And so that's what you've got to figure out with your dog. If he's a rough player, it's not a question of finding somebody that's just as rough or rougher. Then you know you're going to have a problem. Somebody's going to get hurt. Okay. And so then you just learn to have dogs on leashes and you hang out together. They don't really get to interact because they just played too rough. All right. So that's the main name of the game. So the thing is, you introduce them individually. You always introduce them on unfamiliar territory. You go for that walk first, because otherwise, if you introduce them for the first time on another dog's territory, that other dog can go directly into your on my, you know, you're in my house, get the heck out of here, you know, on the defense of their territory. So they have to meet on unfamiliar ground, even if it's just a block down from the house. You don't have to, you know, go on a vacation to Madeline Island or anything, you know what I mean? Yeah. Although that might be nice.
No, that makes total sense. I had just nightmares about my brother's dog running down the cabin driveway and then my dog just going crazy.
Yep.
So that makes total sense. We'll get together and do some walking.
Right, and just tell everybody, now this is for the best of every dog. We can all have fun and hang out. Our dogs, if they play too rough, too bad. They get to sit with us, you know, and hang out with us. You know what I mean? And just say how you kind of do the body language to the other dogs. Hey, how you doing? You know? But like I say, it just, you learn to roll with the punches as far as, you know, what each dog can do and go from there. Just like if you had a two-legged child that played too rough in the sandbox, you know, all of a sudden you're going to be giving them, hey, why don't you color over here? Or why don't you build some Legos over here? You redirect him so he's not stirring the pot. Okay. Mm-hmm. But then when everybody's watching TV, they can all hang out together. Right. Or, you know, so that's what you do. You gotta look at what you've got. No screaming and yelling, no pounding, no nothing. Just understand the personalities you're working with and go from there.
That makes total sense.
Yay. Yep.
That's great. That's great advice. I'm very excited. What about introducing if I decide to get a puppy soon?
Yeah.
What about introducing a puppy to him?
Same thing. Off the property. Okay, and then when somebody's got the, you know, adult dog, and then you got the pup, and, you know, where he's just kind of, hey, who's this? Okay, where you let him sniff, and then maybe you go for a walk, but you're carrying the puppy because the puppy's only going to walk for so long. Okay. Yeah. And then put the pup down and then he sniffs them and stuff like that. And, but you got to remember, being a boxer, why do they get their name? Those front paws come flying, right? And so right. And so that's where you got to protect the puppy, that the boxer doesn't get so excited, like, you know, to pound him with his paw to pull him close. And so there I would have him on a leash and just teach him, hey, be nice. Just be nice. And don't allow excited play in the house. They can lay to each other. They can lick each other, but they are not to play, like roll and go nuts in the house. Okay?
Yes. Boxer can pounce. I mean, that's how he plays. So yep. We have to limit that. Yes.
Yep. Good. So just use common sense. It'll come together. Keep leashes on. If you need a training collar so that dog doesn't blow through you or take you to something, put the training collar on and just teach him words and what you need. Okay?
Great. Thank you, Katie, so much.
You bet. Take care. Thanks for the call. Okay, everybody sit still. We got more callers we're going to get to. Okay, let's see what we got here. What kind of balls do dragons play soccer with? What kind of balls do dragons play soccer with? We'll be back. Hey. Whoa, time is just flying by. What kind of balls do dragons play soccer with? What do you think there, Ellie?
Fireballs.
What do you think?
Golden, made of gold.
Golden balls?
Golden balls. What are we talking about? Conversation is taking a weird turn.
What kind of balls do dragons play soccer with? Ellie's got it.
Fireballs. I thought they hoard treasure. I forgot about the fire part.
Ah. Oh, that's true. They guard treasure.
Dragons do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Dragons are one of those things that, like, every culture in the world has their own
version
of it.
I love the movies, How to Train Your Dragon. Yeah. I love those movies.
I don't think there's Jewish dragons.
Oh?
No.
Okay.
Well,
no, she's Jewish. You know.
Dragon-free culture.
Like, yeah. There's, like, the D-book, but no, it's not a dragon.
Okay, who's up to bat?
Next up, we have... Who actually was that? We have Carol, who needs some cat diet advice, just what food she should be feeding.
Okay. Hi, Carol. How are you doing?
Good.
What
talk to you? You keep promoting NutriSource.
NutriSource. NutriSource.
Well, for God's sake.
It's only, all you have to do is ask for the food that is made in Perm, Minnesota.
Okay. And what do you feed them a day? I have 2 1-year-old kittens.
Okay, 2 1-year-old kittens.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess in my book, it'd be like, you know, that the 5-ounce can of like a tuna-sized can?
Right.
Try a half in the morning and a half at night because they're growing.
Okay.
But they may not eat it all.
Okay.
So if they don't, then try 3/4 of a can a day.
Okay.
And then as they get bigger, then they might eat more.
Okay.
Okay. And then also, too, you want the grain-free canned. And right now they got a special at all the Spike Cool stores. Buy one can, get one can free.
Okay.
Of all the dry or the canned, and that's the canned food and dog foods. They got all that sale. And then, like I said, you should incorporate, like, if you're making a hamburger,
yeah.
You can put a pinch of hamburger in their dish.
Oh.
You're cutting up chicken, put some cut up chicken in the dish.
Okay.
Okay. Dr. Jess?
So, do you feed them dry then, too?
No. Dry food is very bad for cats.
Yeah. Very bad.
Yes.
Because what it does is that, remember, cats came from the desert. Mm-hmm. They get their moisture from what they eat. They eat birds and mice. Dry food has none, zippo moisture to it. So then they try to drink enough water to compensate for the dry matter, and they can't drink enough. Okay? And then also, then your cats start having bad coats. They throw up. They have litter box problems because the doo-doos are too hard. Mm-hmm. So they have a hard time going doo-doos. You know? So you want as much moisture in a cat's diet as possible.
Okay.
Okay, and then plus, dry food is at least 50 to 60% carbs.
Oh.
Okay, and cats have a total no carb need.
Oh.
And that's why totally indoor cats, as they get to be 6, 7, they can start having crystals in the urine. They can start having diet. Maybe they're getting so grossly overweight. All of a sudden, by the time they're 10, they're diabetic, and now you got to give them insulin. You know, but if you just go with the grain-free canned and some raw, and now they have raw out for it formulated, you know, in the freezer sections, mm-hmm. okay? And then they also have freeze-dried for cats. And the main difference between the cat's diet is higher protein than dogs, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then a higher taurine level.
Yeah. 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 But and cats also need a lot of fat in their diet.
Yeah.
So what I do with my cat, certainly, and what I recommend for all my clients is leave out a little dish with some butter and some coconut oil on it.
Oh.
And just let the cat, that way you'll make sure that they're getting enough fat in their diet.
Yeah.
Oh. Also helps with hairballs, but.
Yeah.
And they can just kind of eat as much of that stuff as they want.
Yeah.
So when you're buying canned food, you need to get a lot of different flavors, different brands. If you only have two cats, then you just basically buy one can of every flavor in every kind of food that they'll eat. Okay. And then come home and mix it all up so that every can you crack open is something different.
Okay. Yeah. And then most cats like the pate. Many cats don't like the stewed or the chunky stuff. But if you, let's say by chance you get one, don't throw it away. Just take a fork and just smash the heck out of it. And most cats eventually will eat it.
Right. But some of them like chunky stuff. So yeah,
the majority.
Don't condemn your cats before you've tried it.
Well, that's what you mean.
And then if you're going to give them a little bit of hamburger and a little bit of chicken, that should be raw. So before you cook it.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you said put out a little bit of butter and what?
Coconut oil.
Coconut oil. Okay.
The extra virgin coconut oil.
I want to know, where do you buy this food?
Okay, what area do you live in?
I live in St. Louis Park.
St. Louis Park. Okay, you could try Pet Evolution.
Where the heck is that?
I don't know. Chuck and Don's.
Oh, okay. I know them.
Okay. Yep, you could try those places.
But Chewy doesn't take them.
No. No, okay. Nutrisource doesn't sell or doesn't. That's a long story, but I'm not going to get into it. Okay. And just say it. I'm happy for Nutrisource is what I'm going to say.
Okay. I also want to ask you just one more thing.
Sure.
Both of these kitties whelp.
What?
They whelp.
What do you mean?
They suck the blanket.
Oh, okay. They're sucklings.
Is that good, bad, indifferent?
Usually what happens, what I find, is cats, kittens, that were taken away too early.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. You know, do the suckling thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. To me, it's
a comforting behavior. Yeah. There's not really anything you can do to stop it.
Right.
Just don't give them, you know, toys like stuffies with little eyes or anything like that.
Yeah, so they can suck it and swallow something wrong. That would be the thing, that they suck on something and they swallow something from what they're sucking. But if they have like just a normal regular blanket or something that is very common, that's fine. Otherwise, if you want to pet them, just, because I know a lot of kittens or cats that will suckle on like a person's earlobe or their hair, you know, now that would drive me nuts. Okay. I don't want to be the object of that. Because then that sandpaper's tongue hurts.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
I appreciate your help, both of you.
Okay, you betcha. Good luck.
Thank you.
You bet. Bye bye. You know, another thing too, to put mix in with some of the grain-free canned foods for the cats and for the dogs. Remember, Nutrisource has got that kombucha. It's a bone broth. And they got, I think it's three different flavors of it. And it's in a twist thing, so you can put a little bit on top of their foods and then put it back in the fridge, okay? Mm. But that bone broth is really, really healthy. Or if you're eating bone broth or make bone broth, gosh, sell it, you know, give it to the dogs and the cats because it's excellent
stuff. Yeah, just try to make it without onions for that.
Yeah.
But then also like that raw goat's milk that a lot of places sell, that's also good for them.
Yep.
So. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Okay, where are we at?
We're getting a rat bed in 30 seconds.
In 30 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
What should we say? Okay, how do they get a hold of you, Dr. Jessica Levy?
Through my website, holistic-vet-care.com.
Okay, and then I just want to reiterate that the Nutrisource sale on all the Nutrisource products at Spikes and Hools is till May 2nd, which I think is a Wednesday, if I'm not mistaken, Wednesday. And that's a buy one can, get one can free of dog food or cat food. They got buy one treat, get one free. This BOGO is phenomenal at Spike's Hool for the Nutrisource products. So please take advantage of it because I went up and bought quite... Oh, and then, you know, there's... Nutrisource also has the freeze-dried. And that's like 30% off the freeze-dried bags. And then like a lot of money off. You got to just check it out. Go to Spike's Hools and check that out, the Nutrisource stuff. Okay. So anyway, what do we got? What has legs but does not walk? What has legs but does not walk? We'll be back.
That's Michael. He's in the middle of a massage at the YMCA. He says he's glad he found out he can add well-being services onto his Y membership, like acupuncture, meditation, and nutrition classes.
and massage.
Possibly right off at 95 Square.
Oh, yeah, totally. So join the Y at ymcanorth.org.
Hey, hey, thank you for checking into the KDK9 show, and I want to thank the callers for hanging in there. We're going to get to you real quick. What has legs but does not walk? What do you think, Ellie?
A table.
And what do you think?
Sofa.
Okay. Ding, ding, ding. Both of those could be a table, a bed.
They work.
A sofa, whatever.
Furniture.
Furniture, mm-hmm. Yep. Okay, what has legs but does not walk? There you go.
Furniture.
Furniture. That's a better way of just describing it. They put the bed, but anyway. Okay, let's go to calls.
Next up, we have Susie, who wants to give garlic for tick and flea prevention.
Tea prevention. There you go. Yep, that works. That works. Okay. Thanks for holding on, kiddo. So what's up?
Well, I have used the Amortic collars in the past.
Good.
My little girl is itchy. And what I've run into last year is that she broke it. I mean, she literally, the nylon, she broke it.
Okay.
The attachment to the buckle.
Okay.
So I'm a little hesitant to go out and buy another one. I know that springtime has garlic supplements,
mm-hmm.
and I'm wondering how you feel about that. Jess, this is Susie with Roxy, so...
I know.
Hello.
I know that. Okay. You know, I've used the garlic for my own dogs for years. This year, I guess I'm just giving them so many other supplements, and then there's always one of them that doesn't like the garlic.
Yeah.
And so I just kind of... Yeah, I just sort of abandoned it pretty early, but I use it for my horses, so it'll get used up anyway. You know, if anything, I would use amber collars for my dogs, except for the whole running through the woods scenario.
Yeah.
Because that's where I think they would probably lose the amber collars every time.
And then if they wrestle with each other, too.
Yeah, they don't, you know, they're kind of past that at this age. And then for Viva, because she's got... You know, the GPS collar, and then, you know, when we're training, then she's also wearing a training collar. I kind of feel like, how many collars can I put on this dog?
So
if anything, I would use an amber collar. I just haven't, you know, figured out how to, you know, make it worth work with my dogs and where I live and stuff like that.
Speaking of where you live, I mean, she's blind and deaf, so we go out into my little yard adjacent to my patio. Do you think she really needs to have?
I wouldn't even do anything for a dog like that. And now, if you want to keep mosquitoes or something like that off of her, that's where I would say something like Wonderside.
Yep.
You know, in the only flavors that work, I think, are the lemongrass and the rosemary flavors. And so you use whichever one of those you find less objectionable.
Wonderside. I've never heard of that. What is it?
It's an essential. Thank you.
Yeah.
It's an essential oil spray. Yeah, but it's pretty mild, and so what you want to do is just kind of mist her with it. You don't want to saturate her coat.
Soak her.
So you want like the little essential oil mist kind of sitting on top of her fur, not going all the way through her fur to her skin.
Yeah, Wonderside. I've used the lemongrass and on a couple of the cats when they're being bugged by, you know, like especially deer flies, they're buzzing them. And then for the horse, I used the Wonderside lemon on my horse, and boy, did it work, right?
Oh, it works. Yeah, it really works. Magic.
Yeah, but I love the lemongrass. I like lemon anyway. I'm not so good on rosemary. I'm not too hepped on.
I don't like the way any of them smell, but the lemongrass, for me, was less objectionable.
Yeah.
So what I did with Viva is I sprayed... I just sprayed a clean washcloth with it and then kind of wiped her down so that I could wipe her face and her ears and stuff like that. Because, you know, with a dog, you can't really spray them. Well, cats do. You can't spray them in the face with it.
No.
And so that's where I just put it on a cloth and wiped her with it. But then I would put some on my hands and kind of, you know, pat my cheeks a little bit and kind of put it down my arms and keep the bugs off me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if your dog just has the backyard, that's it. Yeah, I would not be worried about it at all. You know, type thing. Because how long does she spend out there? She's not out there 8 hours a day without you, right?
No, she's only out there probably 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, yeah, the only thing would be is if, you know, if we're having a heavy mosquito infestation or something like that.
I don't think the mosquitoes are going to be that big this year. I think the last 2 years we hardly had any, at least up in Hugo. you know, because it's been so dry. But yeah, so I guess I would. But
yeah, like, you'd have like, you know, little local habitats or something if you're, if your neighbors next door.
It's been hot and wet, so I'm not sure you should assume that there'll be none.
Yeah, well,
right, but you know, but if your next door neighbors have standing water or something like that, you know, if they've got pots out collecting water, that's a nice mosquito.
How many pounds is the dog?
She is only a little over 10 pounds.
Okay, yeah. What would you suggest? It just spray a little bit on a cloth and just kind of go down her. I think that would be a smart.
Yeah, or you could or you could spray it on your hands and kind of
You can use it for people.
Just kind of stroke her with it, just to get some of it on her.
Okay, and then like I say, garlic is great, but there's a lot of dogs. Like my horse would eat it. Now my one girlfriend's horse, no way. Same with dogs. You know, no matter if they got the granules or the tablets, they wouldn't touch it. So, you know, garlic is great to use if your dog or horse will eat it.
Right.
Right. So yeah. So there's other ways. So anyway, go ahead.
This is an aside. I was reading because I've got an itchy rash. And I came across a thing that said you don't want to have anything that has arginine in it, which garlic, I guess, does. So I don't know if a dog has got some sort of dermatitis, if the garlic would aggravate it.
Hmm. What do you think? So, you have to have arginine in your diet, though. So I think for dogs, it's one of the essential amino acids. You can't be free of it entirely. We all need to have the entire complement of amino acids.
But you'd be adding it if you were doing the garlic, you know, is what I'm saying.
Maybe. I mean, it's not in great amounts, though. Like, you're not feeding your dog, you know, heaping amounts of garlic.
Okay.
So for a little tiny dog like that, it would be like basically less than a pinch of garlic powder, you know, on her food every day.
Okay.
Now, does she itch a lot?
Yeah.
You know the latest? Have you been reading? I don't know. I was going to ask you this before the show, and I didn't. Is it collagen or collagen?
Collagen.
Yeah.
Collagen.
They're having huge. A lot of people are swearing by that for itchy dogs. Is the collagen?
Really, it's not doing crap for my itchy pit bull. But thank you.
Yeah. but then also the collagen and the colostrum, powdered colostrum, to help boost the immune system.
Yeah, and it works great for some dogs and not for others.
Yeah. It's not.
But when I got Viva, I started all my dogs on a collagen supplement, and I just kept them on it.
Okay. Okay.
So I have been giving it to my pit bull for quite a while, and he's often itchy.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, he's been quite a challenge.
Yeah, so look into that. Now, you know, if you get people supplements, usually you cut it in half for dogs, correct?
It depends on what you're using. Collagen, you kind of use the dog's weight as a percentage of the human dose, right?
Okay.
So 50-pound dog, you give him about half what a human would take.
Okay.
Because dogs need massive amounts of collagen.
Okay.
Right? They're designed to eat other animals that are also full of collagen.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So I don't know, try the collagen or the, like I said, the powdered colostrum.
Yeah, I just ordered I was reading again, and I ordered some liposomal vitamin C from Mercola for my dog. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. So they're always coming out with new things. It's
dogs produce their own vitamin C, but they are considered poor producers of vitamin C, especially when they're stressed or if they've got some illness or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was looking around for a good source of vitamin C, because you can only feed a dog so many fruits and veggies. They can't really digest them.
Right.
There was a thing I was reading that said that sodium ascorbate works better for dogs and cats because... if you use ascorbic acid, it's basically just too acidic, right? It's going to be too tart.
Okay.
And so I was looking around for sodium ascorbate, and I saw that that's what the Mercola liposomal vitamin C is. And the liposomal is supposed to also make it more digestible.
Okay.
So you
think that would be helpful with her itchiness then?
Could be.
Yeah,
I haven't quite started the experiment yet with Taco, but...
Yeah, well, see, that's the thing, is that what works for one dog, same as with humans.
Right.
What stops you from itching, you know, may not me, but all you can do is try, right? But you have to, when you go holistic or natural ways, you have to give it time to get into the system. It's just not a day and night thing. It might take 2-3 weeks before you start noticing a difference.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Yeah. So do the experiment with me.
There you go.
Liposomal? Okay.
Liposomal vitamin C.
The Wonderside is spelled like wonderful, W-O-N-D-E-R.
Yep. Okay. Yep. Wonderside.
But most of the local pet food stores carry it.
Yep.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All righty. Thank you.
Well, good luck. Thank you for holding on, and thanks for your question. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. Why don't we take a break and then we'll come back and get our last question here. Okay, ready? What do you get if you cross a dog and a Chinese noodle dish? What do you get when you cross a dog and a Chinese noodle dish? We'll be back. Hello. Thank you again for turning your knob to 107.1. And now they've been having issues with the podcast, right?
Yes, but they are solved. And so your podcast will be posted within an hour of the
end of the show. Okay. So it's all solved. And so we're all caught up on the podcast from other weeks and stuff
like that. Yes. Grant and Lexi worked tirelessly Friday to make sure that all our post-dated podcasts are up to date and available for you to listen to.
Boy, I bet you they were ready for a beer that night.
Oh, yeah. But thankfully, on Thursday, Grant got to go with a bunch of My Talk listeners and see the baseball game. And it was a beautiful day.
Oh, yes, it was. Okay, what do you get if you cross a dog at a Chinese noodle dish? What do you think there, Miss Ellie?
Some chow chow mein.
And what do you think?
Oh, so clever.
Chow chow mein. I'm not sure if I did this one before.
I feel like you did. It's not that clever. Like,
yeah.
Because we had a conversation about how chow chows are
chow chows mein.
Hard dogs.
When I grabbed it, it's like, I think we did this one, but I think it's kind of cute.
I like it.
Chow chow mein. There you go. There you go. Okay, let's get our... Egg foo young. My dad loved egg foo young or chicken egg foo young. You know, I like either one, but I want a lot of gravy to go with it. Type thing.
The good like brown gravy. That's why I like the classic chow mein with the crispy pieces and a nice brown gravy.
There you go. Okay, who's up? Who's our last caller?
Next up, we have Anna, who has an older dog who has developed a cough that she's concerned about.
Okay. Hey, Anna. Hi, thanks for holding. What's up?
Hey, thank you. So my dog is 14. She's a golden lab mix.
Okay.
She's actually a patient of Dr. Levy's, and past couple weeks, she's been panting and sort of coughing and gagging, and it's really weighing heavy on my heart.
Okay, wait, so, who is this?
Anna Larson.
With
Keely.
Oh, Keely, yeah.
Okay.
You remember Keely? Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, we all know dogs' names. We have a hard time with the people names.
Yes. Keely the golden lab that barks and barks for treats.
I know. I feel like I haven't seen Keely in a while.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know her. She's active and healthy, but she has developed this panting and coughing and hacking. And a couple times there's been some fluid. And so just was kind of... I don't know.
You mean fluid that she's coughed up?
Yes. Most of the time it's unproductive. A couple times there's been a clear liquid. One time it was some grass. But I'm not sure which way to go. I couldn't get in to see you on your website, and I was happily surprised to see you were on or hear you were on Katie's show today. So I thought I would call.
Oh, sure. Yep. And you know, if you can't find an appointment coming up shortly, you know, you can always email me.
Okay.
So how long has this cough been going on?
A couple weeks. The panting started a couple weeks ago when going up and downstairs, and every day it's been happening every day.
Any change in her energy level, activity level?
Yes. Yeah, she's slowing down more and more.
Okay.
But I keep her active as possible.
Okay. For an older dog, you know, pretty much any dog over 7 or 8, anytime there's a cough that starts up that's unexplained, it's worth an x-ray.
Okay.
Because basically you need to look in there, look at the lungs and say, is there anything unexpected going on in there? If the x-rays are clear, then you haven't learned a whole lot. But you've learned what it's not. Yep. You know, if it's not a tumor, it's not a tumor. If it's not
water around the heart or
something else. Well, if she hasn't had a heartworm test in a while, I would do something like that. Otherwise, as far as tests for heart disease, there's not any great ones, but you would definitely want somebody to listen to her heart, listen for murmurs, listen to her lungs, see if they're clear. Just lately, there's been a whole ton of dogs getting Keely probably hasn't had a vaccine, but getting kennel cough from the kennel cough vaccine.
Okay.
And really bad cases of kennel cough that have dragged on for months.
From getting the vaccine.
Correct. Okay. I've seen a couple of cases of pneumonia from it. So apparently Minnesota got a hot lot, perhaps. but like I said, with an older dog that starts coughing out of the blue, especially with that little loss of energy, sometimes that loss of energy is the first sign of heart disease. So the first symptom of heart disease is exercise intolerance. What is exercise intolerance? Just that. You used to be able to walk all the way around the block, and now you got to stop and take a break halfway through.
Yep.
Yeah.
So then for that, what do? You listen to the dog's heart, listen to the lungs, take an x-ray, and then, you know, it may be worth doing a cardiac ultrasound. If there is a murmur that was not present before, then I will probably half the time skip the x-ray and go straight to ultrasound.
Okay.
If it does seem like it's something coming from the heart, because you'll get more information about the heart on ultrasound than you will on x-ray.
Okay. Okay.
Because I think, isn't there somebody local to you that you go to?
Yeah. There's a vet close to me that I've taken her to, mm-hmm. but you're the best. So I just thought
thank
I would consult with you first.
But I don't have an x-ray machine.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, well.
And that's what you need. There's also, like, I know there's an urgent care in Brooklyn Park. I think it's called Allied Veterinary something or other.
Okay.
And then, otherwise, of course, there's, you know, all the emergency places in the university, et cetera. But for something like this, you know, you could just go to a local vet near you and just kind of explain what's going on.
You're on a fact-finding mission is what you
exactly.
are.
Exactly. Yep. You need to gather information. So you can't say anything about treatment yet. The only thing that I would say is, like, my elderly pit bull has also developed a cough this winter, except he and I have the same cough. There's something coming through our air ducts. I think we've got some mold in the air ducts or something like that that's affecting both of us. Because the few days when it was nicer and, you know, the heat wasn't coming on at all and we had the windows open and stuff like that, both of us stopped coughing.
Ah.
And then, you know, as of last night or whatever it was, we started coughing again.
Oh, wow. Wow. But yeah, so right now, back pain, you know, and because you don't, like, my Gilligan crashed. He went into congestive heart failure, and then that's where, you know what I mean? You don't want that.
Right,
you want
and sometimes that kind of thing happens very quickly. You have no idea there's any problems, and then everything goes to heck. But so that's where I would say go and get some diagnostics and just, you know, email me the findings as you get information. Like, you know, even weighing her, you might be surprised. Like, has she lost weight? Has she gained weight? And like I said, you know, even just having somebody listen to her heart, listen to her lungs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those are all ways that you gather information. Sometimes, like, you know, you can watch how they breathe and see if their belly is moving in and out with more effort. Because normal breathing, you shouldn't see their belly move.
Okay.
Right? Their ribs kind of puffing in and out. So you look at all that stuff. But it's all, you know, some of that's part of the physical exam. And then some of it is, you know, taking x-rays and or doing ultrasounds and trying to gather more information.
Okay.
You got to
let me know what you find out.
Yeah, you got a plan now? Because there's a lot of supplements that you helped me with Gilligan, Dr. Jess, for the heart. That they, you know, once you're diagnosed.
Right, after you have a diagnosis.
Yeah, once you're diagnosed, then you can try to figure out a plan to either stabilize or help. Mm-hmm. You know, so
But at first, like, you have to figure out, you know, where this is coming from. So sometimes, like, if dogs have kennel cough, sometimes you can make them cough just by kind of tickling their windpipe through their neck.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of a common symptom of kennel cough. But, you know, then half the trachea is inside the chest where you can't reach it. You can't tickle it. So it could still be kennel cough, even if you can't elicit a cough just by
he's slowing down
with the neck.
I'd check the heart out at this point in the game. So, okay, kiddo, good luck. Keep
Thank
us posted.
You.
Okay.
Let me know what you find out.
Okay, take care.
I'll email you after I get her in. Thank you.
You betcha. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 14, that's old dog, you know, so anything can happen.
Yep, Taco's up there too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Okay, Dr. Jess, how can they get a hold of you?
Through my website, holistic-vet-care.com.
And like I said, you've got other sources, resources.
Right, and so, on the, my raw feeding handouts are on the appointments page of my website, and then there's a page on my website called Favorites, and that's where I have My favorite dog trainers, my favorite animal chiropractors, my favorite how to feed raw food videos, my favorite raw feeding books.
Yep. Yep.
Because, you know, if nothing else, if it's going to be, you know, a month or so until you can get in for your appointment, go ahead and start feeding raw. You basically have all the information yep. there that you need to help you get started. And then, of course, you know, where I work, my office is inside a pet food store. And just FYI for everybody out there, I do not own the store.
Yeah.
But the folks who do own the store are very knowledgeable about raw feeding. And so sometimes it's worth just coming
up.
Canine
Crossing.
Canine Crossing in Andover. Sometimes I recommend the people just, you know, come up, stop in, and everybody who works there feeds raw.
Yeah.
And if you have cats, come on weekends because that's when Jacqueline works. She's our cat lady.
Okay, cool.
Who also raw feeds.
So, oh, nice.
Yep.
Okay, remember now the sale for Nutrisource products. Buy one can of dog food or cat food and you get one free. Buy one treat. All the treats, the Findlay treats along with the Nutrisource treats, all of them. Buy one, get one free. It only goes to May 2nd at all the Spike Cool stores all over. There's five locations. And then all the dry foods, they've got like $10 off a 26-pound. I think it's $5 off of 13-pound. I'm not sure. You have to check that out. But they got all of that. So check that out, okay? And remember, mark your calendar for May 18th for the Wildlife Science Center. Their canine carnival. Go to wildlifesciencecenter.com or wildlifesciencecenter.com.org. There we go. Okay. And you can always call me up, Katie's Canine. They got classes, puppy classes, beginner one classes, and private classes starting. So give me a call up there. And Ellie, once again, you are awesome. So you have a great week. Take care. And if you don't train them, don't blame them.